I'm Rona Tarrant. State and local law enforcement have executed a search warrant on the downtown offices of the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, to seize records related to Father Manuel La Rose Lopez, the priest accused of sexually abusing at least two children. Officials said the surprise search was aimed at employment and disciplinary records related to the priest. The morning search came as Cardinal Daniel DiNardo pledged a new era of transparency in the investigation of priest abuse allegations. In an opinion column in Tuesday's Houston Chronicle, he said the Archdiocese continues to cooperate with investigators. Catholic leaders on the U.S. border with Mexico say they've met with local law enforcement as tensions with migrants rise. Laredo's Bishop James Tamayo said the church is preparing to help the migrant caravan that has traveled from Central America. He said his staff have met with border officials to ensure the position of the Catholic Church is known, and they're aware the church is willing to help migrants with issues such as healthcare and family reunification. The U.S. Senate has advanced a measure to withdraw American support for a Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. In a blow to President Trump, senators voted 63-37 to take forward a motion on ending U.S. support. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis had urged senators not to back the motion, saying it would worsen the situation in Yemen. The U.S. House of Representatives has unanimously passed a measure to provide humanitarian relief to genocide victims in Iraq and Syria and to hold Islamic State perpetrators accountable. The Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief and Accountability Act of 2018 now heads to President Trump for his signature. The White House has said it supports the legislation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.